So we've talked about how the idea of playing to win versus playing not to lose is critical. We've talked about how you're going to stand out in these visualizations. What I want to touch on now are three additional things that are really going to take your visualizations into overdrive, because this is a short day. We're going to jump right into a guided visualization after this, but you need to know these. So the first thing is that visualizations should be specific. If you're just thinking, oh, the conversation goes well, or I get the raise, that's not going to work. You need to have almost a storyline. You want to see the world as you would experience it, and that is specific, which brings me to point two. You want to engage as many of your senses as you can. What do you see? What do you hear? How does it feel like internally? What do you feel like outside of yourself? What are the things that you can feel on your skin? And I'm gonna guide you and prompt you to do this, but the more like your everyday experience you can make your visualizations, the more your brain is gonna go, this is an experience, I am having this, and I have reason to be confident that this will happen because I've experienced this happening before. That's really what the brain does, is it looks for similarities and says, okay, this happened a bunch of times, I'm predicting more of this. So we want to make it as similar to our experience, which is fully sensory, as we can. And the third thing is that you need to make sure that your visualization includes struggles, obstacles, and of course, everything that happens prior to that big moment. This was critical. And one of the things that I talked to Ben about is he said, I think a lot of people who visualize their fights think of stepping in the cage, fighting, knocking out the fighter. And those guys still have issues because when things don't go the way that they want, they get frazzled. Additionally, they don't anticipate all the nerves that they're gonna have backstage, waiting to have their name called, getting their hands wrapped, walking out while their song plays and all of their friends and family are there watching. So one of the things that he did was he purposely at night would see pretty much, I believe at least from the beginning of arriving at the venue to getting there, going backstage, putting the wraps on, and he went to the venue, scoped it out to see it as best he could beforehand to make it vivid. And he imagined, he knew the song that they were going to play. He said, I'm going to walk out to this song. I'm feeling pumped up. I'm excited. I look over. I see my dad. My mom's nervous, but I'm okay, right? And then he visualized, this is very important, the specific struggle that he was expecting to have. He faced a kickboxer. He knew he was looking at punches and kicks. When Conor McGregor, if you don't know him, was in a fight with Chad Mendes, he actually talks about how he anticipates being taken down. Because Chad Mendes is a wrestler, very good at tackling people to the ground. And if he'd just visualized, I walk in there, put him once on the chin, and he's out, then he would have probably freaked out if he was on his back, like he wound up. But he visualized, you take me down, I punch you off, I stand back up, I keep going. And this was actually drawn very, very clearly. There's an amazing, amazing footage of Conor McGregor backstage prior to his fight with Jose Aldo. Now, Jose Aldo is someone he'd been talking to. He'd been anticipating the way that he would fight, which was rather aggressive. So if you look at him backstage, there's actually one moment where he's bobbing and he does a backward step counterpunch just by himself backstage. It's the same exact punch that he knocks Jose Aldo out with, because he realized he was gonna be dealing with an aggressive, angry fighter who was coming in, was gonna be throwing punches, and he needed to have a visualization that matched that. So that is my phone going off. That means that we are almost done with this video. I wanna jump into the next piece, which is going to be the guided visualization piece. But don't forget this, it's gotta be specific, it's gotta engage all of your senses as best as you can, and it has to include the struggles that you're dealing with. I think all of this honking is a sign that I need to finish up right now. So I will see you in the action guide.